It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams. We appreciate you so much. Been a while since I saw you, bro. We need to sit down and have a cup of coffee. At any rate, we are delighted to be back in the offices of Jerry Brenneman, the director of Evangel Home Ministries. The shelter here is at 137 North Yosemite in beautiful downtown Fresno, and becoming increasingly so, it seems, Jerry.
Caught me off guard with that one.
Gotcha.
I think I must have been rehearsing my lines for the next scene.
Yeah, we kind of went out of sequence there. Normally, I just do some kind of pattern and then say, we have a guest, and will you introduce her?
Usually
and then
just shove the microphone right in my mouth like that. But yeah.
Well, at any rate, we are here with Louisa, and we wanted to talk to her. So talk just a little bit about your interactions with her at this point, and then we'll hear her story and figure out what God's doing in her world.
One of the things I love about Louisa is I see no change in her, and that's a positive thing. She's in the crisis shelter only. She's not trying to get into another program. She had an emergency. She came here, and we could help her through it. So when I say she's always the same, what I love is she's not up, she's not down, she's not, you know, checking out in the daytime and saying, I have to do this and this and this and never here. She's here a lot. And we're saying, why are you here? Because she must like it here. But she needed a temporary place to stay, and we could provide it. And, Jim, I sometimes think that we can get so focused on the long term and the programs and that kind of change that we forget how unique our crisis shelter is, that there are a lot of women who just need a little bit of time to get things turned around again. And that's, Louisa has been a perfect model citizen for this aspect of our ministry. And I thank her for that, because I think we can't forget that this really is the heart and soul of all that happens at Evangel Home. Everybody starts here.
Yeah. Well, Louisa, let's find out about you. Where were you raised?
I was actually raised in Santa Cruz.
And when did you get to Fresno and why?
It was, 2001, I believe. I was actually, I moved down here to be with my two boys' dad that was here. And he was living down here with his family.
Okay. So have you been, how much education back? Let me back up. And work history have you had?
Wow. Not so much work history. But I have, I graduated high school, and I had went to a couple, what do you call them? Colleges, but I never completed them. So basically completed education would be high school.
Okay. Now, what was going on in your world that you had to find a new place to stay temporarily?
Oh, well, I was living with a friend, and it was nice. But then we started getting rats.
Rats. Where you were living.
Yeah, where we were living. And it seemed like it had gotten under control, but then it just got really bad. And they actually had crawled up into my bed. So we couldn't take it no more. And we really didn't have, I didn't have the funds right that minute to just find a place and get a place. Mm-hmm. So I had to find a place, and I called Evangel Home, and they had opening, thank God. They had opening for us to come.
Why Evangel Home? How did you find Evangel Home?
Well, there's not, I guess, very many resources for that type of situation. Like, there's emergency shelter for, like, a one-night stay, and then there's shelters where you have to you have to be there every day to fight for a spot. Mm-hmm. And so this was pretty much the only option I really had for me and my boys to have a stable stay while we were in transition.
Did somebody tell you about Evangel Home?
A few years back, yes. This is actually my second time here. I was here about 10, 11 years ago. And I stayed for a couple weeks.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those boys.
Oh, yes. They are amazing.
They're cute.
And they like it here. They love it here. And they enjoy, the managers have been amazing with them. They love them so much. My boys really take in to how things are here, as with the chapel. They love coming to chapel.
So they come at night, correct?
Yes, okay. Yes. They're in school during the day. At night, they do want to attend chapel. Sometimes they get a little rowdy, so it's a little hard to concentrate.
They are boys, and yes. They are like 7 and 9 or 7 and 10 or 8 and 10.
And they do kind of, start interrupting and stuff. So I try to get them situated and stuff. But they love learning about God. And since we've been here, they have actually accepted God into their heart.
Wow.
And they have also a class at school, after school, called the Good News Club. And that's where they had actually accepted God into their heart. But I believe that being here, learning about God every day and stuff, and hearing and seeing how to live by God's rules has really encouraged them.
Outstanding. What are their names and ages exactly?
Alex and Dominic, and they are 8, and Alex is 10. He just turned.
Yeah. And that's, we talked about that, because yes. our limit is 9 for boys. And when Louisa called and we knew that Alex might be 10, our thought was, so what? If he's 10 right now, or he turns 10, which then really, Jim, caused us to look at our whole boy thing. Mm. We set 9 years ago. It was set before I ever came here. I don't know what the thinking was then. I know the thinking is now that when the hormones kick in, you don't have a boy, you have a man. And so that would be a mess. But is 10 a better age than 9? Or is 11 a better age than 10? And if we take a boy at 10 and he goes next door and turns 11, then what? We have all of those things that we don't want to diminish a mom's success or his opportunity. So we're really looking at that. But there was absolutely no harm and no risk, really, in us taking Dominic at 10. I mean, he's a good kid.
Alex is a
10-year-old. That's right.
Alex is a 10-year-old.
Good kid. He's kind of a model citizen for a 10-year-old.
Thank you. He's such a sweetheart. They both are. But Alex, he is really a sensitive boy.
That is one of the holes out there in the help net, because we see so many women and men that have boys that are maybe 14 or 15 that can't come into a shelter. And I don't know if that's being addressed anywhere, but I know most shelters where you have women and kids, you don't have boys that age.
Yeah, there are definite challenges that go along with that transition time in a male's life. What do you have chores here, Louisa?
Yes, we do have chores, and I actually appreciate those chores. Since I technically have not had my own place for quite a long time, so it's helping me learn how to get ready for my own place and to maintain a home.
What kinds of things do you do here?
We clean the kitchen, pots, pans, mopping. We make sure our room is kept up and things are nicely put away, organized. And we help with setting up for lunch and dinner and breakfast and stuff like that, vacuuming, day-to-day chores. And I enjoy them.
And then on the weekend, there's a little different pace, because then we do more thorough cleaning.
Yeah, more like spring cleaning, but every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, more like that.
Yeah.
So you actually enjoy the accountability and the tasks you've been assigned?
Yes, I love having structure, and it's going to help me have that for me and my children when we leave here. Because a lot of my life, I haven't had much structure. I've really had a lot of just freedom to do whatever. Even growing up with my parents, I was able to do whatever I wanted. So, and I even seeked structure then with my sister's best friend. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed living with her because she gave me more discipline, more structure, and I crave it. I crave structure, and I want to be able to give that to my kids.
What's going to be different this time when you leave here that you're going to be able to do what you want to do?
Well, I'll have a more clear idea on what structure for my children and will look like, and be able to use that with them. And more on a day-to-day parenting lifestyle. Well, I am a parent, but like day-to-day, like...
Learning different
styles. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And it will be very rewarding for us.
And how are you going to stay? Because I was thinking with the boys, it's so important that they're getting the same information wherever they are. Like, they're here hearing about God, then they have the after-school good news club, so that's reinforced.
Yes.
You need that same kind of reinforcement for your life. What do you have when you leave here?
Well, I do have my regular church on Sundays, but I do need to get into a regular Bible study and stuff like that so that I can continue having that in every day and doing prayer every day and stuff like that with them, because they do have that here.
Yeah. So they need that from you.
Yes.
Right now.
Really, yes. I need to make sure I put that into our daily schedules.
Yeah. And your own daily schedule, that accountability factor is critical.
Yes. Yes. I definitely need that.
Louisa, nice to talk to you. We're
nice
running short on time.
Okay.
I want to come to Jerry. We have about a minute. Jerry, what's going on here at the home that our listeners would like to know about, or you'd like for them to know about?
We're getting close to Easter, and I know at Easter people want to bring candy and Easter baskets and stuff, and I think we can limit that, and I would just love it if people could bring us Bibles.
Interesting.
Women like Louisa, if she comes in and doesn't have one, she's in the crisis home. We don't have a lot of readable Bibles. We kind of have old Bibles that are, you know, full of text from page corner to corner, and it's hard to read them. So I would love to be able to restock the crisis home with Bibles, really all kinds, but just more modern translations and easier to read. Mm-hmm. Those would be awesome, awesome Easter gifts.
All right. Well, my listening friend, there's your challenge. Readable Bibles for our women in the crisis home especially. Well, we're out of time. Ken, thanks so much. It's your turn. Take this away and make it Heartline. And thank you for joining us, my listening friend, on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.